他是我们英文部的新加入的一个家庭。那他跟他的太太 Karen 在后面哈。那么 Karen 呢曾经在北京语言大学呢念过一年的中文讲的中文讲得非常好哈。那么还有就是 Steve 跟 Karen 他们两个人曾经在台北的信友堂在英文部当过助理牧师所以呢他们就是回来美国那么就决定来参加我们的教会在英文部所以今天很高兴让他能够在这里跟我们分享神的信息他也是去年刚刚从神学院毕业那我们感谢神我们欢迎他们好吗 Steve 跟 Karen We welcome you还有他们的五个孩子五个孩子and their five kids alright ok 请Phil弟兄来翻译对对对还有他的父亲可能大家也认识
Your dad, we're talking about your dad.
是 Paul Kelman, 就是当我们教会在借用这个 Packer Road Baptist Church 的时候呢他的父亲是那边的牧师。所以对我们来讲呢他是我们一家人了。
Good morning.
大家早。
If you can, turn with me to 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 8.
请打开哥林多前书的第13章，我们要看第一节到第八节。
1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 8.
一节到哥林多前书13章一节到八节。
If I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
我若能说世人和天使的方言，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的钹一样。
If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
第二节。我有先知讲道的恩赐也明白各样的奥秘各样的知识并且有全备的信叫我能够移山却没有爱我就算不得什么。
If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.
我若把一切所有的分给人又舍己身被人焚烧却没有爱对我仍然毫无益处。
Love is patient.Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud.
爱是恒久忍耐，有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂。
It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong.
不做事理的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计较人的过犯。
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails.
爱是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
I was at the polls voting on Tuesday and saw a young woman who looked like she was voting for the very first time.
一般晚上我去投票的时候，在投票站我看那个年轻的妇人。好像他第一次来投票的样子。
She had done something wrong, and the volunteer helping her with the election was getting upset with her.
当这个义工在帮忙他做准备选票的时候，他做对不对的事情，让义工觉得很不高兴。
You could see that the young woman was red-faced and humiliated.
你感觉到那个年轻妇人的脸都红了，觉得很不好意思。
She really didn't know what to do.
在那时刻他真的不知道他该怎么做。
And so she asked the volunteer,
所以他问了义工
,what to do?
我该做什么
?But the volunteer was impatient with her.
但那义工好像对他不是很耐烦的样子。
Have you ever come across someone like that?
你有没有遇到这样的情况呢
?Well, the young woman left with tears in her eyes.
那这个妇人眼光里面充满一种恐惧的感觉。
It was the volunteer's job to help and to guide her.
本来的应该是义工的责任来带领这个妇人怎么去教她怎么去投票的。
But she got frustrated and yelled at the young woman.
但是义工她觉得很不耐烦，而且很高大声，很大声跟她讲话。
The world lacks love.
这世界缺少了爱。
God's love.
上帝的爱。
But as Christians, we are supposed to be different in how we love.
这做基督徒的应该跟他们不一样，因为我们有不同的爱。
Here in 1 Corinthians, Paul is saying that if God gave him the gift of speaking every human language,
保罗在第一节里面讲到说神给他这样恩赐，跟讲个人世人的方言。
And even the heavenly languages of the angels,
甚至讲天使能够讲的话。
But he didn't have love.
但是如果没有爱的话，
then he would be nothing more than a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
他就变成了一个鸣的锣，很响的钹一样。
Now, what did he mean by that?
那什么意思？
In the first century, there was a big gong or cymbal hanging at the entrance of the most pagan temples. At most pagan temples.
在第一世纪的时候，在这个基督徒的这个会堂里面，他们都进门口的时候，他们都有挂一个很大的一个锣在里边。Pagan， 世人的会堂里面的挂很大的锣。
When people came to worship。They hit the gong to awaken the pagan gods.
敬拜开始的时候，他们就敲这个锣
，so that they would hear their prayers.
让他们听到他们祷告。
Paul is saying that even if we were so blessed that he could speak with the greatest eloquence in every language.
保罗说，他即使他很流利讲各样的世间的语言。
But had no love,
但是没有爱的话,
then his life was useless as this ridiculous act of pounding on a gong to awaken non-existing gods.
他的生命毫无价值，像这种会堂里面他们敲的锣，不知道像什么神在敬拜。
Paul says that love is more important than knowledge.
保罗这边说到爱比知识更重要。
If I have a gift.A prophecy, and I can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, but have not love, I am nothing.
保罗说，我有先知讲恩赐，也明白各样奥秘、各样的知识。若没有全备的信，但没有爱，就算不得什么。
Paul says that even if you know it all, and you know everything there is to know about, say, nuclear science, if you know everything there is to know about medicine.
保罗说，如果你有各样知识，你懂各样科学，你的医学界，你懂各样有关医学的东西。
If you know everything about philosophy and psychology,
你懂哲学，你懂心理学。
And theology,
或者神学，甚至乎。
And every kind of ology,
各式各样的学问。
If you know it all, but have not love, then you are nothing at all.
你就是懂这些东西，但你没爱的话，你算不得什么。
But listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 8:1.
我们再看看在《哥林多前书》八章一节，保罗说什么？
Knowledge puffs up, but love builds.
说到 8:1,
yeah.
这讲到关于祭过偶像的食物，我们晓得我们都有知识。
The priest and the Levite had faith in the story of the Good Samaritan.
这个利未人他们的知识多过撒玛利亚人。
The problem is they had no love.
那问题在乎他们没有爱。
So they walked on the other side of the man lying there on the ground.
他们看到一个人躺在地上之后，他们就从旁边走过去。
Waiting to die.
这个人正在快要死亡。
Galatians 5:6, Paul states,
哥罗西书五章，加拉太书五章 五章六节。
The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
知识的重要是在于它能够表示爱。
Love is more important than generosity.
爱比你的大方更重要。
Paul says, if I give all I possess to the poor,
保罗说我把所有的都给了贫穷的人。
But have not love,
但我没有爱。
I gain nothing at all.
我对我毫无益处。
Now notice here,
请注意。
He says, he doesn't say if I give 10%,
所以他并没有说 我得到 10%。
He says if I give everything,
他说我把所有东西都给了人家。
If I empty my checking account,
我甚至把我支票户口的所有钱都捐出去。
If I give all my retirement funds,
甚至把我所有退休金都分出去。
If I sell my house,
我甚至把房子都卖了。
If I cash in my insurance policy,
甚至我把我的保险都给了。
If I sit on the street corner with nothing left but the clothes on my back,
我就像一个人坐在十字路口，只有身上衣服之外什么都没有了。
Because I've given it all to the poor,
因为把我所有的给了贫穷的人。
But I have not love,
但是我没有爱的话，
then I am nothing at all.
但是我是一文不值。
Romans 12:9,
罗马书十二章九节。
Love must be sincere.
爱不可虚伪。
Hate what is evil.
恶要厌恶。
Cling to what is good.
善要持守。
Be devoted to one another.
要以手足之爱彼此相亲。
And brotherly love.
用恭敬心互相礼让。
Honor one another above yourselves.
有彼此的礼让。
Real love takes effort sometimes.
一个真正的爱需要付出代价。
I'm sure you guys can relate to having children.
我们大家知道你们会有孩子。
One of the best ways I have learned to love is through having children.
我从孩子身上学习到什么是爱，怎么去爱。
It's easy to love cute babies.
这小 baby 我们很容易把我们爱给他们。
But how about when they spit up on your shoulder?
他躺在你的胸前。
Or get dirty diapers.
或者他的尿了。
Especially when you have three in diapers at the same time.
如果有三个孩子同样会需要换尿布的话。
When they get older, they're not cute like babies.
他们长大了，就不再像小孩子那么可爱了。
But we are called to love anyway.
我们仍然需要爱他们。
When we don't feel like loving.
我们不觉得我们能够爱他们。
At this point, it's not all natural.
在这一点，这并不是不自然的。
It's supernatural.
就是你需要超自然的。
One time, while I was leading a mission trip in Taiwan,
有一次在台湾，我带领一个宣教小组。
To Thailand.
去泰国。
We had some downtime.
我们有一些很忧愁的时间。
So I was wrestling with the kids in our little condo.
我以前跟小孩子住在一个小的房 condo 里面。
And I was, as I was wrestling around,
我是在那边休息的时候。
My daughter bit me.
我跟孩子玩耍的时候，我的女儿打了我一下。
That's right, you heard me. She bit me.
哥，你打了我，我很痛。
Now maybe you could say the shoulder went into her teeth.
她的女儿在可能咬她的肩膀。
But the result was the same.
跟孩子咬肩膀一样的效果是一样的。
I had to find a hospital in Thailand to get a tetanus shot.
但那个时候我要去泰国找个医院给我打破伤风的预防针。
Now talk about not having warm, cuddly feelings.
我们讨论到没有这种 cuddly feeling, 没有这种。
Another area to show God's love is in our marriages.
另外一个地方我们能够要去经验到神爱就在我们的婚姻当中。
Karen and I have spoken at some marriage retreats for the last 6 years.
那 Karen 跟我谈过我们婚姻在过去一年当中我们的婚姻。
And one thing we hear over and over is how spouses wish they could talk to one another.
我们常常听到就是说夫妇之间能够最好能够彼此的交谈。
They want to be able to share their feelings.
他们要能够彼此来分享彼此的感觉。
Karen shared with me once that she wishes I wouldn't time her when we went shopping.
有一次, Karen 跟我分享说, 希望我有时间陪她去shop, 去逛街。
Well, that's tough if you're a man.
你知道对男人来讲这是一个非常难的工作。
Well, yesterday, we went to the grocery store.
昨天我们去那个买菜。
We went to Myers with five kids.
我带五个孩子去Myers买菜。
Now that sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
这样就带五个孩子去买菜市场买菜，就像准备一些不愉快事情发生。
Karen said, I just want one thing, don't complain about how long it takes.
我太太说你不要再抱怨我只要再买多一样东西。
When I went there, I was actually in a good mood.
其实我去的时候我的心情还不错。
So anyway, we went shopping, and guess how long the shopping took?
咱们去买菜，你知道这个花了多少时间吗？
1 hour?
1个钟头。
2 hours?
2个钟头。
No, 3 hours!
我们总共花了3个钟头。
Well, this about drove me crazy.
这孩子就把我弄得很烦。
I was wanting to strangle somebody.
烦到我真的想掐人家的脖子。
My head was pounding.
我头在痛。
My neck and my shoulders were tight.
我的胸口很紧。
And I definitely let her know how long it took.
我就告诉她说，这你买菜买多久了？
And no, I didn't have warm, cuddly feelings.
我并没有那种感觉，温暖感觉。
So Paul is saying that love is more important than spiritual gifts.
保罗讲到，爱心是比这个属灵的恩赐更重要。
More important than knowledge.
比我们知识还重要。
More important than faith.
比我们信心还重要。
More important than generosity.
比我们的慷慨还来得重要。
And more important than all the accomplishments you can do for the kingdom of God.
比你为神国的事工所能成就事情还要重要。
So obviously, love is important much, much more than we probably realize.
所以爱的重要性可能多于我们能够了解的。
Listen to what Jesus says in John 13:34.
约翰福音13章34节，我们看耶稣怎么讲。
A new commandment I give to you.
就是说我给你一个新的诫命。
Love one another.
要彼此相爱。
As I have loved you.
就像我怎样爱你们。
So you must love one another.
你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
Jesus is not making a suggestion here.
但耶稣在这里并没有给他们一个暗示和提示。
No.
并不是这样子。
He is commanding us to love one another.
他是命令他们彼此相爱。
And God never asks us to do anything we cannot do.
神从来不会要求我们做一些我们做不到的事情。
The world tells us that love is magical.
这世界上告诉我们爱是很有神奇性的。
It's an amazing feeling.
是很奇异的感觉。
The world shows us that we fall in love with someone.
在世界上我们会爱一些人。
Like we fall into a ditch.
要像我们爱给人像跌了个陷阱一样。
Or we fall out of love like we fall out of a tree.
要像我们从树上掉下来一样。
You can't help it.
这是你没有办法避免的。
It's something that just happens to you.
那就是这样会发生。
Someone sings the lyrics like from a song.
有些人会唱歌，唱歌词。
I can't help falling in love with you.
I can't fall in love with you.
Someone else sings the lyrics.
有些人唱另外一首歌的歌词。
You've lost that loving feeling.
You lost that loving feeling. That's only Chinese translation.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I understand that. Someone else sings, I love you.
有些人唱歌说我爱你。
Please tell me your name.
Just tell me my name.
That's not really deep stuff, you know.
那些是很肤浅的东西。
In Philippians 2:4,
腓立比书第二章第四节。
Philippians 2:4.
腓立比书第二章第四节。
Paul says, that he wants us to behave as Jesus Christ behaved.
保罗告诉我们, 我们的行为要跟耶稣行为相称。
In other words, to love in the same way that Jesus loved. And here's the way Jesus loved.
那耶稣的爱是怎么样的呢?
He said,
耶稣说,
each of you should look not only to your own interest,
你不要只顾自己的益处,
but also to the interest of others.
你要顾注意到别人的意所想要的。
Let's suppose that someone in every family represented here this morning,
我们来假设一下我们每个家庭都在这边代表自己家庭,
would say,
会说,
I'm going to go home and put this into practice.
回到家以后我要去把这些东西实行做出来。
Start with your spouse.
首先从自己配偶。
You ought to love your husband or your wife first and most in your family.
在家庭当中你会最爱你的配偶。
You ought to be more kind.
你要对他很恩爱。
More tender.
要很柔顺。
And gentle.
而且很。
Do we hear a little conviction? even if the other person is acting like a turkey.
即使在另外一个人他的行为上。
Turkey. Okay. Begin first in your marriage relationship.
首先从你婚姻之中的关系当中，我们来看看。
Can you see how this would change things at the atmosphere at home?
看看这样能够改变你家里面的那种气氛。
There would be hardly any arguing or bickering.
不再有争吵。
No sharp words between each other.
不再用尖锐的言辞彼此来对待。
And pretty soon that filters down to the relationship with your children.
接下来是对你跟你孩子的关系。
Maybe as far as your in-laws.
或者对你的亲人，extended
family.
Yeah.
And everyone else in your family.
或其他的家庭成员。
Just because you love them.
因为爱他们。
The simple action would change the world.
爱的行动能够改变这个世界。
As we know it, if we love everyone as God commands.
如果我们照神的命令去爱所有的人。
If we love, then we would have marriages that would be very strong.
如果这样爱，我们的婚姻会很顺利。
With strong marriages, we would have strong families.
有很好的婚姻，就会有很好带来很好的家庭。
And where we have strong families,
我们有很好的家庭。
We would have strong children.
我们会抚养很好的孩子。
And through our children,
从我们孩子当中,
we have our future shown in the most important gift.
我们看到我们的未来，知道有这很大的礼物。
And that is love.
那就是爱。
Christ's love.
基督的爱。
It begins in the family.
这爱来自从先从家里开始。
It spills into the church family.
然后从家庭，教会的家庭中开始。
In fact, Jesus said, By this, they shall know that you are my disciples.
也许说过,
if you have love for one another.
如果你们彼此相爱的话,
that's the way the world will find out the message of Jesus Christ is valid today.
那是在现今社会当中的社会里面怎么样能够找,
I recently took my kids to a movie.
最近我带我的孩子看电影。
It was called To the Center of the Earth.
说去到地球的地心探险记。
They were enthralled by the movie.
他们对电影很惊讶。
Especially little Levi, who is 3 years old.
尤其三岁大的Levi。
He was talking to the movie.
他对电影讲话了。
He said, I'm going to fight the bad guys.
他说我要跟坏人打仗。
The kids didn't move for an hour and a half.
那孩子看电影看一个半小时都动都不动。
Why they watched the movie?
动都不动看电影的时候。
They watched everything.
他们看着整套电影的每一部分。
They were totally into the movie.
他们被电影吸引了。
Can you remember getting caught up in something and so identifying?
你会觉得被什么有时候被很多人吸引呢？
With what was actually going on?
不知道外面发生什么事情呢？
Maybe you became a part of the story.
可能你已经融入这个故事当中了。
Well, that's compassion.
那是喜爱喜好。
And it'll cause us to ask some tough questions.
那会引发一些很困难的问题。
What kind of burdens are people carrying today?
当今人们所负的重担是什么？
And do we care enough to help them?
我们有没有很关心去帮助他们？
Bear those burdens?
帮他分担他的重担。
That's what it means when Jesus talks about loving one another as he loved us.
这就讲到耶稣说你们要彼此相爱。
If you have a hard boss that you don't like very much,
如果你有一个你的老上司，他很不喜欢他。
Or maybe you work with someone
或者你跟你同事
who makes fun of the way you live, the way your lifestyle as a Christian.
跟你的生活方式不一样。
But Jesus said that we are to love our enemies
耶稣告诉我们我们去爱我们的仇敌,
and pray for those who persecute us.
为逼迫我们的人我们为他祷告。
In fact, Paul writes in Romans 12:20-21,
罗马书12章21节保罗这样写的。
If your enemy is hungry,
如果你的仇敌在
feed him.
你要给他东西吃。
If he's thirsty,
他口渴的话,
give him something to drink.
你要给他东西喝。
Do not be overcome by evil,
不要被邪恶所征服了,
but overcome evil with good.
要用好的行为来征服这个邪恶的事情。
In closing, there's a story about a missionary I want to talk about.
在结束的时候我要跟我讲一个宣教士的故事。
His name is Doug Nichols.
他名叫Doug Nichols.
And I want to share about him because it illustrates what I'm trying to share this morning.
我要讲故事来引证我今天所讲的事情。
Doug Nichols went to India to be a missionary.
这位宣教士去到印度去宣教。
But while he was studying the language, he became infected with tuberculosis.
在他学习印尼印度文的时候，他得到了那个肺结核病。
And had to be put in a sanitarium in India.
他必须要放在印度的附到疗养院里面去接受医治。
It was not a very good place to be.
那个不是一个很好的地方。
The conditions were very dirty. It was not very clean.
在那个疗养院的环境不是很理想。
There were many sick people here.
但里面有很多很多的重病的人。
But the missionary decided to do the best he could.
那这位宣教士他要决定尽他能力能做来做。
In that situation.
在那种情况之下。
So he took a bunch of Christian books and tracts.
他带了很多的基督教的书跟那个单张。
And he tried to witness to the other patients in the sanitarium.
他在疗养院当中要向那些人来做一个见证。
But when he passed out the tracts,
当把他单张发出去的时候,
they were rejected.
那些人拒绝了他。
No one wanted them.
没有人愿意拿一张。
He tried to hand out books.
他要把这书籍要发出去。
But no one would take them.
没有人愿意接受。
He tried to witness.
他向做见证。
But he was handicapped by his inability.
但是他的有语言上障碍。
To be able to communicate in their own language.
所以能够让他们明白。
He felt so discouraged.
他觉得很灰心。
There he was. There he was because of the illness. He'd be there for a long time.
因为病的关系，他在那地方住了很久。
But he seemed like God still sent him there.
但是觉得还神在差遣他去到那个地方。
And he wanted him to do some kind of work.
神要他做一些事情。
Because of the tuberculosis, he would wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
因为结核病的原因，他半夜两点钟会醒过来。
With chronic coughing.
因为他,
that wouldn't stop.
他的咳嗽往往醒过来，让他不能够睡觉。
But then one night,
一个晚上,
as he awoke at 2 in the morning,
他半夜醒了,
he saw a man across the aisle from him.
他看到一个人就是在他的床走道旁边。
He said the man would roll himself into a little ball and teeter back and forth.
那个人就身体卷曲的躺在床上。
To try to get momentum to get up and stand on his feet.
然后他尝试要站起来。
But he just couldn't do it.
他太弱了，没有办法。
He was too weak.
他太弱了，没有办法站起来。
Finally, after several attempts, the old man lay back down and wept.
那么这个人尝试好几次站不起来之后就躺回去就撂床了。The
next morning, the missionary understood why he was weeping.
今天早上这个宣教士明白他为什么会哭。
He was trying to get up to go to the bathroom.
因为他半夜起来想去厕所。
So his bed was a mess and the smell was awful.
他的床当然味道不好闻。
The other patients made fun of him.
那其他病人就向人开玩笑。
The nurses came to clean up his bed.
当护士来把他床弄干净的时候,
and they weren't kind to him either.
也对着病人并不是很友善。
In fact, one of them even slapped him in the face.
其中有护士甚至打他脸。
He said the old man just laid there and cried.
那位老先生就躺在那边在那哭。
The missionary said the next night,
那个病人说第二个晚上,
about 2 o'clock in the morning,
又是差不多2点钟早上,
when he was having another coughing spell,
他又开始咳嗽醒过来,
he looked across the way,
他看看旁边,
and saw the old man trying to get up.
看见那老人家又试图站起来。
He didn't really want to,
他真的不愿意,
but he walked over to the man.
但是就宣教士走去那个老人的床边。
Somehow he managed to be able to get up and walk over to the man and try to help him stand up.
他就走过去尝试帮着老人家站起来。
But he was still, the old man was too weak to walk.
但这老人家实在是太弱，没有办法走路。
So the missionary said,
这位宣教士说,
I took him in my arms.
我抱着他,
and I carried him like a baby.
我背着，搀扶着他像背一个小孩子一样。
He was so light, it wasn't a difficult task.
那并不是很困难的工作。
I took him into the bathroom.
我把这个老人家抱到厕所。
Which was nothing more than a dirty hole in the floor.
那时候实际上也是很脏的地方。
And I stood there as I cradled him in my arms.
我站在那边，我抱着老先生。
While he took care of himself.
扶着老先生他去。
Then I carried him back to his bed and laid him down.
然后再把他扶到回到他床上躺下来。
As I turned, the man reached out to me.
然后这个老先生转过身来。
And he kissed my cheek.
他亲我的脚。
And I think he said the words, thank you.
我相信他说谢谢你。
The next morning, the patients were at his bedside.
第二天早上这个老先生站在床边。
They wanted to read his books and tracts.
这老先生开始读他的书跟那传单。
That he had brought. Others had questions about God.
还有想问问题有关神的问题。
And who God was.
谁是上帝。
Doug Nichols says that in the next few weeks,
Nichols说在接下来几个礼拜,
that he gave out all his literature.
他把他所有的单张都发出去了。
All his tracts.
他的所有书籍。
And all his books.
他的单张。
And many doctors and nurses,
很多医生跟护士,
and patients in the sanitarium,
在疗养院里面的病人,
came to Jesus Christ,
相信了主耶稣,
as their savior too.
而且接受他的救主。
He said,
他说,
now what did I do?
我做了些什么?
Did I give a good sermon?
我有没有给一个很好的讲道?
No.
没有。
I couldn't even communicate well, in their language. I didn't have a great lesson to teach them. I didn't have anything wonderful to offer them. All I did was take a man to the bathroom. And anyone can do that. Someone has said,
有些人说,
they will not care how much you know
不在乎你知道多少,
until they know how much you care.
而且他们在乎你能够多关心他们。
There is a more excellent way.
这里有很多很好的方法。
And that is the way of Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督的方法。
This morning, if you're here,
今天早上你在这里,
and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior,
你还不认识主耶稣是你个人的救主,
then we extend an invitation to you.
邀请你去来指导他，认识他。Let
us pray.
我们一起来祷告。Dear
Lord God,
亲爱的上帝,
we thank you.
我们谢谢你,
that you are the greatest example of love.
你是爱里面最好的一个榜样。
Sometimes in this world we get so busy,
在这世界上我们说变得很忙，匆忙，忙碌。
That we forget the most important thing.
我们几乎忘记最重要的事情。
And that is to love.
那就是要爱。
You showed us love.
你把爱是什么表示彰显给我们。
By dying on the cross.
在世界上把爱彰显给我们。
There is no greater love than this.
没有一个爱比这个爱更伟大。
Help us to go into our homes.
帮助我们当回到家的时候。
To go into our communities.
去到我们的社区里面。
Maybe to go back to our other countries we were born from.
或者去了我们的祖国。
And share that great, awesome love.
能够把你这个伟大的爱来分享给别人。
Of Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣的名。
We thank you this day. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.